Mozart died at 35 before he finished his Requiem, but it wasn't the only funeral music he composed. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on an earlier work that provides context for his musical evolution.
Mozart joined the Freemasons when he was 28. His Masonic funeral music, composed for the memorial service of two fellow lodge members, is among a number of works he wrote for the Masons. Conductor Bernard Labadie.
This one is the most famous. It's also certainly the deepest and the most complex.
It also provides insight into some later works, including his Requiem.
Because we know that the Requiem has a lot of Masonic symbols in it, the use of basset horns, for instance. This is an instrument that for Mozart was really associated with his friends who were members of the same loge.
In the Masonic funeral music, Mozart also quotes a beautiful Gregorian Cantus Firmus, a chant-like melody around which other music is woven.
The text comes from the Book of Lamentations, and it's a Cantus Firmus that was widely used by composers back then. So this is really what the Masonic music by Mozart is all about. It's this beautiful, aching melody in the music, which is framed by a grand introduction and conclusion.
Freemasons, dating from 15th century stonemasons, were by Mozart's time fraternal organizations that embraced optimism and humanism in art, philosophy, and music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.